Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and welcome once again to a few moments of Bible study together as we look into the wonderful truths of the Word of God. We've been discussing and talking about how to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Now, we've been studying this under the part of spiritual gifts, and the gift of prophecy are proclaiming and foretelling the truth of God's Word. And the first thing that a preacher would share is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what the good news that we've been discussing is all about. This has to do with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, our believing in and accepting Christ as Savior and inviting Him into our life. I trust that you have made that choice and made that decision. And if you have, beloved, then you've entered into new life, and you've entered into wonderful, wonderful things that God has prepared for you and has in store for you. Ephesians chapter 1 begins to share these glorious truths of what is ours in Christ Jesus. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, was explaining to them how that believers can understand things and comprehend things that unbelievers cannot grasp and cannot comprehend because they do not have the Spirit of truth. Allow me to read to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, that is, that are mature spiritually, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that comes to naught. The wisdom of this world, beloved, will never lead one to Jesus Christ as Savior. The wisdom of this world is that which man himself has dreamed up and thinks about and considers, but it's the wisdom of God that opens a man's heart to truth and draws him to the living Christ. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, verse 7. It's a mystery. These truths are a mystery to the world. The world cannot understand why people will gather together on Sunday morning in a church building to hear a man talk. They just don't really grasp what does that mean. Why do these people go to God's house, to the church building, and there gather and sing songs, and it just really doesn't make much sense. It's a mystery to them. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. Satan and his demons didn't know this mystery of truth that is revealed to believers, which the world doesn't comprehend nor grasp, and not even the demons of Satan, which none of the princes of the world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Satan didn't understand, and his demons didn't realize that they were playing right into the plan of God, that they were part of God's plan in crucifying the Lord Jesus Christ. They thought it was a great victory until they realized it was the way by which sinful men come to the knowledge of the true and the living God, are born again, and are delivered from the power of Satan. Oh, Satan had no idea what he was doing when he crucified Jesus Christ. He didn't know that he was making salvation available to mankind, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But, and here we see a word of contrast, God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit is our teacher. As believers, the Holy Spirit is our teacher. We're told that over in the Gospel of John. I believe it's chapter 14, that the Holy Spirit is our teacher, and he will lead us into all truth. He is the way, the one who opens up our understanding and our comprehension of the truth. And it's the Holy Spirit of God which brings to our remembrance truths of God's Word. John 14:26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. You see, the Holy Spirit becomes a teacher. He's the one that teaches and instructs us in the truth and opens up our minds and our understanding concerning the truths of God's Word. It's the Holy Spirit of God that is the teacher, and he's also the one that convicts of sin. We're told in John chapter 16, and verse 7, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. This is Jesus speaking. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. The Comforter is the Holy Spirit. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. It's the Holy Spirit of God. Verse 13 says, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. You see, when a person receives the Holy Spirit of God at salvation, he receives a wonderful teacher who illuminates and opens up our understanding, who helps us to grasp and comprehend things that the world doesn't know anything about. These marvelous things that eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth not the things, the Spirit searcheth all things, rather. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Men understand other men because of their own experience. And so the Holy Spirit is the one who reveals the things of God to the individual who is indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Yes, beloved, the Holy Spirit is the teacher for the believer. And when we believe in the Lord Jesus, he enters into our spirit at salvation. John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. It's the spiritual part of us that's born again by the Holy Spirit of God, and that's where the Holy Spirit of God moves into our spirit. It's in our spirit that the Holy Spirit dwells, as 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 tells us. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you're not your own, for you're bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit. And so, beloved, every child of God has the Spirit of God living in him as God's guarantee of our salvation. Ephesians chapter 1, about verse 13 and 14, tells us that he has given to us to seal us and to guarantee our salvation and to keep us from the forces of evil and the powers of darkness. Oh, beloved, the Holy Spirit, what a privilege and what a wonderful gift is the Spirit of God that's given to the believer. And what wonderful truth he opens up and reveals to us. Verse 12, now we have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And that's what the Holy Spirit of God does. He opens up the word of truth so that we can compare one spiritual truth in one place with another spiritual truth in another place, and grow in the knowledge and understanding of truth and the privileges, the blessings, the joys that are ours in Christ Jesus, and learn and understand what is ahead. Get a glimpse of heaven and the glory that awaits us in the presence of the Lord, and get a glimpse of what the Apostle Paul said that he saw, that man's tongue could not relate and share. But Paul was never content here on earth after he had that experience where he went into paradise, and he said, I would rather depart and be with Christ, which is far, far better. Oh, yes, beloved, far better. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. So, beloved, it's wonderful to know the Lord Jesus Christ and all the glorious truths that are ours in him. Till next time, goodbye.